It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Before we wrap up our Euro bets for Euro 2020 in 2021, have some thank yous to dole out. Our guest today, Robert Mays, was absolutely fantastic from The Athletic breaking down the National Football League. Chris Abbott, absolutely fantastic breaking down the NHL from Cool Bet Canada. And Howard Beck from Sports Illustrated. Thanks to our executive producer, Tyler Morales, our technical director, Bill Matz, our board op, Rick Camp, and the executive producer of Odyssey Sports Betting Programming is our pal, Eli Hershkovich. Ken and I back tomorrow for 4 hours of wagertainment, 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern on a Thursday here on You Better You Bet. Okay, let's get to the Euro bets here, Ken. We wrapped up Group B to end the last segment, which means alphabetically we are now in Group C, which is fronted by the Dutch, the Netherlands, Austria, Ukraine, and North Macedonia rounding out Group C. What do you have here, if anything, for this group?
I don't have any bets on this group. I would really dissuade people from trying to bet the Netherlands to do a lot of, like, you know, win the tournament, go to the final, go to the semi. We had Grant Wall on. He was like, yeah, basically, like, they're not very talented and they're incompetently managed. So, like, seems like a great recipe. And the problem is, like, all right, well, then we should try to fade them, right? We should try to find a way to beat the Netherlands. They've just drawn a group here with nobody I'm interested in going to war with in terms of, like, Austria, Ukraine, obviously not North Macedonia. I don't like anyone enough to kind of take a position against the Netherlands. I think they're pretty likely to win the group. The prices say that as well. They're a huge favorite to win the group. I think they're, you know, maybe they could win one knockout game and then get eliminated. I think it's just trying to find that time to fade them properly. Maybe that's a group stage match if we get there. Otherwise, it's later in the tournament. So no bets for me here.
I've got something, and I've got a place, Ken, where I would like to fade the Dutch. So my expectation, and we will do Group D in the second tier, which is England, Croatia, and the Czech Republic. I have the Czech Republic coming in third in that group.
Okay.
But one of the third place finishers that advances into the round of 16. And as a result of the way when I filled my bracket out, the way that it shook out, because I do have Netherlands winning this group, I've got Netherlands facing the Czech Republic in the round of 16. And I think that is a game. And look, I get it, but like, I am not taking the Netherlands to win the tournament. I do not think they're capable of making a deep run. Although I do really like some of the players on this team. Like, not having Virgil van Dijk is just like a major blow. The Liverpool defender, the best defender in the world. Not having him really hurts. But the light's fantastic. Frankie de Jong of Barcelona, he's tremendous. Memphis Depay is really good. So, like, I don't love the Netherlands, but I also don't think they're, like, that they're awful. They're not a bunch of slaps. Like, I think right. Netherlands is still pretty good. So I think Netherlands will be able to get past the round of 16, where I have in my bracket, just to give this out here, and I have it up right here, I have Netherlands facing Belgium in the quarterfinals, where I would have them bowing out. So you can find, if you look hard enough, the Netherlands to be eliminated in the quarterfinals, plus 260.
Oh, exact round of elimination?
Exact round of elimination.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love that. That's such a... like, stupid's the wrong word because it's good. It's just a funny bet. It's a very, like,
I just think it's likely that they win this group. I think it's likely they get an easy matchup in the round of 16. Right. And then I think whoever they end up facing, I think they go down to in the next round.
Well, that could also be Denmark too in that spot, I'm guessing. Because I'm guessing that's Group B winner is probably who they get in the quarterfinal. I have
in my bracket Denmark facing
I just mean in that spot that the Netherlands would get.
I have them facing Portugal, who's the high as the third place team in Group F, losing to Portugal. But in that round, they're not advancing. So
totally
the Dutch plus 260 to be eliminated in the quarters. And I have Austria as the second best team in this group. I know some people will go with Ukraine. I think I was not watching these qualifying games, so I'm not trying to make it seem like I'm like the expert on this. But from the research that I've done, expected goals where Ukraine's results might look better, but I think they are kind of like a paper tiger. And I'm not saying that Austria's great shakes or anything like that, but I would rather have Austria as my second place finisher in this group than Ukraine. So I have the Dutch and Austria advancing, the Dutch plus 260 to be bounced in the quarters. And Ken, that takes us to Group D, which is a very interesting group. England, Croatia, the Czech Republic, and Scotland.
Yeah, I mean, I think England is like a prohibitive favorite to do everything, right? So they're like minus 280, minus 300 to win the group. They're the favorite to win the tournament. Harry Kane's the favorite to be top goal scorer. I don't think there's really a great place to take a position against England. Like, you can't bet the no on this stuff, realistically. So I think you just have to look for matches maybe later in the tournament to fade England. They're going to host every match on earth, basically, for the remainder of the tournament. I just don't see any price that I want to bet it. I think it's sort of like the Netherlands. I don't love England at these prices, but like, who am I backing? Croatia's really old and I don't like any of the other two teams. So with the England, with England though specifically, a lot of people probably bet Harry Kane top goal scorer or their players to be best young player. Just some of England's recent results last couple of years. You know, again, same manager, rotating in younger players, but just not like not a forward thinking group, not an offensively minded group. The two friendlies or the two warm-up matches that they played for this tournament, both 1-0 wins over Austria and Romania. They've scored one goal or less in the last year against Czech Republic, Switzerland, Netherlands, Denmark. They've got clean sheeted by Belgium. So again, when they play like Faroe Islands, they win 9-0. But when they play any team that's made the field whatsoever, they don't score a lot of goals. I think you're going to get kind of what you got in the World Cup, like nail biting matches, penalty kick finishes, that kind of stuff. So like them to accumulate goals, any bets like that, even if they make it far in the tournament, I think it's much more likely that a team like Belgium, obviously, will be able to accumulate a lot more goals. And yet those two teams are kind of priced similarly to achieve a lot of high scores in this tournament. So I just want to kind of give that spiel on like, okay, cool. Like England's probably going to make it pretty far, but I don't think they're going to do it on like the heels of high scoring, amazing games.
I kind of disagree with that. Not.
I'm just going by the results. That's all. I'm just giving you the results. That's all.
Totally understood. I think we'll know based on kind of the starting 11 that Gareth Southgate throws out there. They may go with like a super attacking lineup. Like we know Mason Mount is 100% going to be in the lineup. Harry Kane's going to be in the lineup. Jack Grealish may be in the lineup. But if that's the case, then England's going like all attack with their front line. And I think that's going to be interesting if they choose to do that. And I think they may end up playing in some higher scoring games. And I understand what you're saying. The results are the results. That is what it is. I'm curious to see the 11 that Southgate throws out there. And look, maybe Grealish is on the bench. And then maybe it's like, okay, maybe England's going to be what Ken thinks they're going to be. And that could very well be the case. But I'm just saying, like, let's see what Southgate does with this lineup here. He's a lot of young attacking options to choose from. We'll see what he opts to go with. And it may actually differ from game to game. So we'll talk about that kind of in the power hours and stuff when we break down on a game-by-game basis. So my bets for this group, I don't want to bet Harry Kane to be the top goal scorer in the tournament. And I will reveal that reason why momentarily. But I'm very interested in him to be the top scorer for England, minus 135. Harry Kane to be the top goal scorer for the Three Lions, minus 135. I have Croatia, Ken, to reach the quarters. Croatia to get out of the round of 16. Love me some Luka Modric. Love me some Perisic. Love me some Croatians. Do I? Yeah.
Dude, I do. Love you some Croatians.
Plus 145, yeah. Croatia to reach the quarters. Czech Republic plus 240 to be eliminated in the round of 16, because I think the Czechs advanced to the round of 16 where they will be bounced. So England, Croatia, and the Czechs in that order, all three advance out of this group. And I have England, Ken, the reason why I have no interest in betting Harry Kane to be the top goal scorer. I have England crashing out of this tournament in the round of 16, where in the bracket that I filled out, I have them losing in the round of 16 to, what am I doing here? I'm sorry, I screwed this up. Not the round of 16. I have them losing in the quarterfinal. In the round of 16, excuse me, to France. So I have England losing to France in the round of 16. Plus 155, England to be eliminated in the round of 16. So I think England only plays four games in this tournament. Ergo, no interest in betting Harry Kane to be the top goal scorer. Ken, let's move on now to Group E, which is fronted by La Roja, Spain.
So the news with Spain that's really important, obviously they had players test positive for COVID-19. The Spanish army is literally going to deliver vaccines and administer them to the team like today, and the tournament starts Friday. I think that's very interesting. I think there's a lot of kind of ripple effects there where like what version of Spain do we get in their first match specifically? And in their first match on Monday, they play a team that I kind of like anyway to advance again, maybe as a third place team. But I think you want to play Spain first. They're kind of in havoc mode right now. The players are just getting vaccinated. We don't know who's going to play. And they play Sweden on Monday. And I think Sweden could get a point in that match. And I like Sweden to advance a lot in this tournament at this price. So minus 180 is the price I have for them to just advance to the knockout round. Again, you can come in third in the group in a lot of situations and do that. I think playing Spain first, and I like Sweden anyway, is what creates the value for that bet. So that's my only bet from this group. And then that's it. Everything else is for Group F.
I've got actually no bets right now coming out of Group B. So let's move on to Group F, where I actually have a lot of bets, Ken. And this is the group of death: Germany, France, Portugal, and Hungary. What have you got for us here in Group F?
To win the group, I like Portugal at plus 350. That's the bet that I made to win the group. I think the idea is all three of these teams are more than capable of advancing, more than capable of winning the group, more than capable of winning the tournament. If you had a division game in NFL between two teams, whoever was plus three would probably be desirable no matter, you know, wherever the game was taking place, because the teams are all kind of evenly matched. You just, it's three teams that are pretty even. Portugal's price is by far the most advantageous to bet. I also think their game is really well suited for the Euro. Obviously, they won the tournament 5 years ago. So I like them plus 350, excuse me, to win the group. A couple other bets I have. I don't like Germany futures, but I love, if you can figure out how to solve who's going to play well for Germany, I think there's like crazy value if they do end up making the final or winning the tournament, because I think we really don't know how those spoils are going to be split up and how the goals are going to be split up. They brought Thomas Müller back onto the team, and he had like an awesome season in the Bundesliga. In their most recent friendly, he started over Timo Werner, and there's a lot of quotes that like he's going to be featured prominently, not necessarily as a goal scorer. He had like a German word to refer to himself.
And he was not brought to the World Cup. So this is Jogi Löw.
He was kicked off the team. He was kicked off the team. Yeah.
So, and this is Jogi Löw's last tournament as the German coach, and he has brought him back. He's brought Thomas Müller back.
And brought back Hummels back, too. Like, it's like the reunion of everybody who used to be really successful. So it's not, I know he's really old, but, like, first of all, he's, like, the most accomplished international, like, soccer player of the last 20 years, basically. But also, he's in amazing form right now, and I think he's going to play a ton. He's 40-1 to be the top goal scorer of the tournament. Germany can't make a deep run in this tournament. If they do, who scores the most goals for them? Werner, who can't score, or Müller, the most accomplished international soccer player of the last 20 years? Like, kind of interesting, 40-1 on a team that's like the third favorite to win the tournament. So I think a lot of the value with Germany is in these player-driven futures. So Müller, top goal scorer, 40-1, definitely one. 80-1 player of the tournament, like that as well. And then Kai Havertz, young player of the tournament, 8-1, a guy who's like had like three assists in their last match just now before the tournament starts, like that as well.
So the game winner in the Champions League final, yep. Havertz.
So player futures for them as opposed to team futures. I just think if you can solve Germany and who's going to get the accolades, just a ton of value to be had out there.
I'll race through this and then we'll finish up with any futures we have. I have Portugal plus 600 to be eliminated in the semis. Germany plus 800 to win the tournament. I am high on Germany heading into this tournament with Jogi Löw. Karim Benzema plus 220 to be France's leading scorer. Mbappe's the favorite. I think Benzema's more likely to score more goals and outstanding form for Real Madrid this season. Joshua Kimmich, best player in the tournament at 30-1.
Like that.
Love me some Kimmich. And I'm going to go in a different direction from you, Ken, for top goal scorer with Germany and an 8 with Timo Werner. Serge Gnabry, his teammate at Bayern Munich, 33-1 to be the goal scorer, the leading goal scorer in the tournament, and two exact prices for the final. Number one, Belgium and Portugal, 44-1. Germany and France, 25-1. How about that?
Wow. We have dual forecasts, rock bottoms, all that kind of stuff. That was good. That was really good.
All right. Those are our Euro bets for Euro 2020, which is, of course, being played in 2021. We'll catch you Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern here on You Better You Bet. Until then, we're wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
It's time.